Chase, Willie, and D-Mace, 102.5, 106.3, The Game. Chase McCabe, Willie Donick, Derek Mason with you. Let's say hello to Titans linebacker Rashad Weaver, who is on the line with us. I know, Rashad, you only got a few minutes to join us, but appreciate it today. How are you feeling going into game one, knowing that because of Harold Landry being out, your role has obviously grown with this team? How are you feeling after training camp?
Yeah, what's up? Morning. I'm excited, ready to get out there, like you said. You know, I was excited either way before that happened to H. I was just going to take advantage of every opportunity. And now, you know, looking ahead, everybody thinks, you know, there's going to be more opportunities. So if there is, I just can't wait to get out there and, you know, make the most of it and show that it's not being wasted.
Yeah, and how hungry are you after last year? You know, you come in as a fourth-round pick and a rookie, but then you have an injury that you have to deal with on your own. So this is kind of your opportunity now to show everybody what you have.
Yeah, I mean, I love this. I love it, like football. Like, you feel me? Like, I loved it every day. I say it, and when you can't play it and you just got to watch at home, it builds that fire, and you're ready to get out there, and I've just been counting down the days. You know, preseason games are fun and all, but they're not the regular season.
We're talking with Rashad Weaver, Tennessee Titans fourth-round pick last year, heading into his second season. Now, Rashad, Harold Landry goes down, and obviously that's a big blow, but I'm sure Coach Vrabel has preached to you guys, hey, listen, yes, it is a blow to a team, but it's an opportunity for one of you other guys to step up and play a significant role on this team.
Oh, yeah, definitely. I mean, like they always say, the injury rate in football is 100%. It's just a matter of time of when, whether it's small or big. And with that, you just got to come in every day. Like, and, you know, I talk about preparing like a starter, whether you're on the practice squad or you are the starter. I just kind of try to come in each day the same way. So then you're just ready when that number calls. Because, I mean, it doesn't apply to me, but, you know, there could be a guy that was on practice squad, H went down, and now they move up, and they might have to be ready to play. So it's just any situation, I feel like you just got to be ready for that so you can go out there and put some stain on your name, you know, earn some recognition and have the team's trust doing it in games and earning the trust of the fans and everybody in the organization and, you know, stuff like that.
Now, how antsy or impatient were you last week, knowing that preseason is done? They've pretty much solidified the roster, but now you got to wait an extra week just to play a football game.
Man, camp was long, so I was like, yeah, this is a nice little weekend break. You feel me? Camp is now over, so nice little three-day break, and it comes back quick, and we've been working. And now I feel like throughout this week that we're practicing, I'm a little more antsy and ready for it than I was last week. I ain't going to lie, I was enjoying that little couple days off last week after camp.
Well, we got a lot of Vol fans that are listening. So what you have to say, it's a big game this weekend, man. Pitt. Your head coach was a coach at my alma mater, Michigan State, Pat Narduzzi.
Yes,
so,
sir.
So I got love for Pat. So I guess I'm kind of leaning a little bit toward Pitt in that sense. But, yeah, you got a lot of Vol fans that are listening. What you got to say to them?
Hey, my dog, Coach Dudes, hail to Pitt. Get that 2-0 this week. Can't let him come to the crib and get a win. So that's going to be – sorry, that's going to be a long trip for him. That's what I'm planning on.
it begins. Rashad Weaver, Titans linebacker, is with us. And going up against that Giants offense, what are kind of some things that you've learned about them, whether it's Daniel Jones or Saquon Barkley, as you get ready for game planning?
I mean, they're all great players, and they all bring a different skill set that you got to be prepared for. It'll, you know, cost you games, and everyone knows Saquon's coming back for his bounce back year and the type of player he is, and he can make things happen when the ball's in his hand, and Daniel Jones is continuing to, you know, prove himself and show what he is, and that he was a first-round pick for a reason, and those are guys that you got to be prepared for because that's who their offense is going to be focused around.
Well, Rashad, I know you got to go. You got a lot to get ready for this weekend, but we appreciate the few minutes today, and best of luck. We'll talk to you again soon.
Yes, sir. Appreciate y'all, man. About to go out here and run around, get ready for this weekend.
There you go. Have a good practice.
Yep.